Hi, dictation for the patient, Lisa Ganna, L-I-S-A-G-E-N-N-A, Lisa Ganna. The date of birth is 6/25/69, date of accident 1/11/2022, and date of service is 12/22/2022. Ms. Lisa Ganna presents here for follow-up evaluation. She was involved in a automobile accident on 1/11/2022, where she was slammed. This is a story of Lisa Ganna, date of service 12/22/2022. The patient has been involved in automobile accident on a T-bone driver's side, where she started having pain in the head, as well as dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, nausea, vomiting, nightmares. And pain symptoms started involving the neck, mid back, lower back mainly, and the left hip, left shoulder. This patient has been undergoing physical therapy, has never wanted any injection treatment. The MRIs were subsequently positive that were done, and all the options have been discussed with the patient in great detail. Again, she reports that she is almost 50 to 60% better with physical therapy, and her anxiety level is very high due to accident, and panic level is very high. She cannot travel or ride a car comfortably at all. Although the physical symptoms of pain are improving, currently the pain is only 5 or 6, and the ADLs are up at 5 to 10. According to her, 50% improvement has been obtained, and in ADL, general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with people, sleep and enjoyment of 5 or affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the symptom of TBI, patient do not have any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, fainting, blackout, seizures, none of them. She denies any confusion or disorientation. However, she suffers from anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory, poor work, poor grades at work, lack of concentration, lack of focus, weakness, tension, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and nerve pain, sciatica, and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, and the knee pain, mostly on the left side. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other difficulty swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her pains, physical pains have improved 50%, but she suffers from severe anxiety and severe panic and severe depression. She has not been able to find a psychiatrist who takes her auto insurance. In addition, patient has no issues with the changes in medicine, surgically, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medications are Narco and Nalcodine. And substance abuse, none is reported. So compliance history, patient is reported to be fully compliant. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 123/74, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is sent from previous visit of 11/22/2022, dictation number 1128-043. Along with the diagnosis, plan is to continue physical therapy at patient insistence 2 times per week. We have requested her that a PT evaluation should be sent to her, otherwise physical therapy be removed, because we need a further certification for her physical therapy. At this time, patient has done maximum recovery. IMA report also is not available, and we would like to find out where it is. She's now released to work for 7 hours, 7 days at 7 pounds lifting limit. A one-time prescription of Xanax 0.5 milligram 3 times a day has been provided to her, 90 tablets on a PRN basis. She's being referred to a psychiatrist, Dr. Thomas Parr. She's being referred to a neurologist, Dr. V. Velugubanti, and Dr. Narayan Verma. She has been again advised to see the neuropsych for a TBI evaluation as well as for other therapeutic measures. She's being referred to a counseling with the social worker and brain injury diagnostics is also ordered to determine the first 12 nerves of the brain damage 1 to 12, and hence all the things that could be done we are doing for her. Thank you. MRIs were discussed with the patient. Patient has basically a bulging disc in L1, L2, L3, sorry, not L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, and L5, S1, and a herniated disc at T12 and L1, as well as in the cervical area, she has a bulging disc from C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6, C6, 7. The patient is vehemently against any spinal injection that have been advised to her. At this time, we believe that the patient should be discharged as maximum maximum recovery has happened with the soft tissue injuries and all, and no further improvement is possible. So, patient has been advised about surgical options as well, and she doesn't want to see any surgeon or any other further therapy. Thank you.